is it easy to bounce back after what happened to you guys, you know, 10 days ago or whatever it is?
It's a good and the bad is that it's been a long week, you know, an extra long to go from a Thursday to a Monday is that's about as big as you're going to get in season beside a bye. So in some ways after a game like that, you kind of want to play, get that taste out of your mouth, you know. Bounce back and play. But at the same time, obviously, this has given us a lot of rest and, you know, a few days off and a chance to get a little preview on Green Bay. Yes, and no, and every week presents a different challenge as far as getting over the week prior, whether it be good or bad. You know, some weeks I feel like hangovers are bigger from a big win than they are from a tough loss. So it just depends, you know, and certainly I think you get back on the practice field and that helps.
What did you take away? I'm assuming that you watched the Packers Sunday night. What did you take away from seeing what they did? And how much of a benefit, you say, to kind of have that extra time to prepare? How much of a benefit is that?
Yeah, I mean, they're playing good. It's tough always from TV copies to totally get a sense just because you can't see the bigger picture. But, you know, certainly they're playing really good football right now, really good team football. I feel like, you know, all three facets of the game, they're playing well. You know, it didn't take much. You watching that, Seattle didn't take many plays there, a couple at the end that all of a sudden, you know, changed the game. You know, so not a ton of room for error. You got to be good. They're kind of good all over, pretty veteran team, I feel like.
Alex, you know, whenever you and Aaron face each other, inevitably the 05 draft comes up. Do you think just the path that each of you has taken, it might be different, but are you happy with where you're at? You know, if you could have guessed that this
yeah.
is where you'd be,
you know,
10 years later?
Yeah, I mean, this is our 11th year, and you know, you get the what ifs, and our, you know, our guys even asked me here, and I don't give it any thought. You know, I am where I am, and in the end, it's just not a reality to even think about that stuff. So why would I even do that? You know, I'm so happy with where I'm at right now, and you know, in professionally and in life, and obviously, I think Aaron's done okay for himself as well. So. But yeah, I play that what if game, you know, just like I said, that it's irrational, and I don't think it would, detract you from what you're trying to do.
Did that ever bother you, whether it bothered you having to think about it or just being annoyed by the questions all the time?
No, I don't think so. They were so different early. You know, when you first get drafted is when you probably have the hardest time dealing with it because you're trying to prove everybody, right? I was playing and certainly had my struggles early, and Aaron wasn't playing. So it was different. You know, it wasn't until years, you know, it was years kind of 4, 5, 6 that, you know, Aaron started just playing and playing really well. And at that point, though, you're beyond it. At least I was. You're over it. You know, the last thing you're thinking about is, you know, when I got drafted. So.
Did you ever take any of it personally? You know, when Aaron was, you know, he expressed his frustration over not being picked number one. Did you have to avoid that, or did you just not take it personally?
I think that, you know, for me, I mean, I think obviously, you know, he and I through the whole process, you know, became, you know, pretty good buddies through it all, even to this point. You know, so certainly you understand. I mean, we're all competitive, and at the time, when you're coming out of college, of course, I mean, we're all competing, and you're not in the same position. So certainly you're competing against each other, so you could definitely understand it at the time. At this point, like I said, I mean, 11 years later, I mean, he's got two MVPs in the Super Bowl. I think he's done okay, you know. I certainly think, you know, this final, I don't think, you know, the draft status, whatever, you know, I don't think it would be on that.
The last time you were here, Alex, you guys were really proficient with the 49ers and beat, you know, the Packers here. I'm wondering, how did you handle that game in terms of the crowd noise and all that? Was it not as difficult as maybe some of the, you know, Seattles and whatever you had to deal with? And
yeah, it was definitely loud. I mean, that game was opening day. You know, knew it was going to be loud, and certainly I think Lambeau is, you know, as far as outdoor stadium, certainly is, one, I think, one of the louder places, you know, just even the, you know, the fans or the combination with the way the stadium's shaped, you know, bowl lights and nothing really escapes out of there. They're kind of right on top of you. So, yeah, you know, you expect it to be loud. Certainly we're getting ready for that, the this year as well. So you guys, it's a lot of nonverbal communication. You guys are going to have to be good. You know, a lot goes on the line, obviously, with the sound cadence and things like that. You know, being good there, being able to hear if we are going live. So all those things go into it.
Alex, last time you played the Packers, Clay Matthews was obviously a full-time rusher. You had to be worried about him coming off the edge. How differently does this defense look with him at linebacker? How differently does he look playing that dime linebacker now, being that inside linebacker?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of similarities just because, you know, Coach Capers has been there, you know, for a while now. And so as far as structure, you can see some similarities there. But, yeah, a lot of, you know, new faces, and him playing in the middle certainly is one. I think it just speaks to the type of player he is, both physically and mentally, that he's able to handle it. You know, you see the guy move around all over the field. You know, he can jump back in and play the end. He can play the middle. I mean, it's pretty remarkable to see him run around and make plays all over the place. So, yeah, I think it's a credit to him that not just physically that he's talented enough, but certainly mentally that he can handle all that.
Obviously, when he is coming off the edge, that's a challenge in and of itself. How's the challenge different now? As you said, he's kind of making plays all over the field, lining up at that inside linebacker spot.
Yeah, different. I mean, certainly when he was lining up on the edge every play, I mean, you knew you were going to be in for a long day with him. He plays extremely hard and got really talented and high motor. So, yeah, you knew that he was going to be coming. Yeah, now it's different in the sense that he moves around. So he's all over the place, making different types of plays. You know, so he's in the middle and you see him running around and he's his athleticism, and at the same time, sometimes he has to rush the passer and get back to his old ways. So,
Alex, you know, obviously you have Andy and Doug there, and you probably hear more Packers stories than you want to bargain for. What have they done for your game? And do they, you know, when you started learning what they wanted, did you actually go back to any of the Favre stuff that had been done?
Oh, yeah. We watched our fair share of that stuff. Yeah. Especially when I first got here, just because, you know, coming from where I come from, it was different. Different structure and different mindset mentally. So you're kind of learning it all over and figuring each other out and getting used to each other. You know, I think probably from a coach's standpoint, they're, you know, looking at everybody's strengths and weaknesses and what type of talent, and, you know, this and that. So, but yeah, so to watch a lot of Green Bay, you hear a lot of stories. Yeah, Doug obviously spent a lot of years up there with Coach. So, get some stories here and there and share film.
What is Jeremy Maclin at? I know one of the Packers DBs today was talking about that you guys have more of a deep threat maybe than you have in the past.
Yeah, Jeremy, I think certainly has that in his game, that he can really go get it downfield and can really roll. I think the thing about Jeremy is just that he can play all over and do a lot of different things. You know, he has the physical ability to do that. He's big enough to move inside, and he's competitive and really, really, really smart player. Sees defenses, understands leverage and route running and things like that. And when you do want to push the field, really, I think has an extra gear to get down there.
What is Barry's return meant to you guys physically, emotionally, you know, all that stuff?
Yeah, Eric's, I mean, since the day I got here, has been, you know, a huge presence as far as leadership goes on this team in the locker room. I think he's got a guy that just respects on and off the field how he goes about his business, the person that he is. And that was all before any of this. And then just to see the way he's handled himself through this entire process and then coming back. And I mean, as I said before, just a stud of a human being. I mean, physically and mentally, just the way he goes about everything. I mean, just, you know, it's fun to be around, but certainly I think guys, they're around him and see it. It's almost something to aspire to.
What do you like about the offense you're in?
So we'll say it again, sorry?
What do you like about the offense you're in? Has Andy played to your strengths?
Yeah, you know, I think the thing that I love is that I feel like we do a little bit of everything. You know, I don't feel like we're cookie cutter at all. I feel like the coaches have tailor made this for us. And we got so many guys that have so many different strengths and to be able to get them all on the field. And I feel like we can do so much and throw a lot of different things at defenses. You know, and I do feel like that's kind of our strength. That can't really pigeonhole us. We have a lot of different abilities, a lot of different weapons, and different ways to get you.
What do you make out of that streak without a touchdown pass to the receivers for a while? Does that Does it bother you? Is that something you guys talk about even?
No, it's not bothered me. You know, Jeremy caught a couple in the preseason and then hadn't given it much thought. You know, for us, you're more worried about just getting touchdowns, period. Really don't care who they go to. It would be nice, obviously, to get it out of the way and not have to keep dealing with it. But yeah, like I said, come game day, you're just trying to make whatever throw good balls and score points. I'm not concerned about who's doing it.
Is it, I mean, if nothing else, is it bizarre at all, or is it something that you don't even think about?
I mean, this year, I kind of put last year away. I mean, this year is its own year. Last year, I think it has its own bizarre reasons for why it happened. This year is different, and we're moving on and just playing. You're just playing every week, you know? You're out there to play. No one's out there thinking about trying to force the ball to somebody to stop some streak or something, so